A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 12th chapter, verses 36 to 50. When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. Though he had done so many signs before them, they still did not believe in him. So that the words spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled, "Lord, who has believed what he heard from us, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore, they could not believe. For again Isaiah said, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them." Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many, even of the authorities, believed in him, but for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. And Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into this world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my word and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who has sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Eric Bollman, Grace Lutheran Church, Malala, Oregon.
As a child, my family went camping every summer on the Oregon coast. I would spend the entire day in the woods or on the beach with friends and my sisters and brothers, only to come back to the campsite for any real extent of time in the evening around the campfire. The night was dark, cold, and hard to see the world around us, but not so at the campfire. Around the campfire, we had light to see before us, a place to keep warm. It was the one place where we all came together to talk, to play with fire, and to eat gooey s'mores. Even the silence around the campfire was good. It was a place, the one place, where we came together for the same reason. It was our campfire fellowship. In Christ, we find light, warmth, and oneness. In Christ, we find the answer to our lack of being able to see God's plan. We find warmth to melt sin and our hardened hearts. We find the way of removing the divisions we have between God and each other. It is in Christ that we have a campfire fellowship. Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. For the word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a command, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his command is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me." John says at the beginning of his gospel that the Word came and dwelt among us so that we may have his kingdom revealed to us through our redeeming Savior. Jesus is the Son of God, the Son of Man. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the Revealer, and he is our Redeemer. Jesus is our campfire. We gather around Jesus as the light of the world, who reveals God's plan to us and to his creation. Jesus came to reveal to us what his Father spoke to him, what he told Jesus to say to us, so that we may know how to live fully and to comprehend our lives in the light of God. He came to give us a way that directs us back to God our Father so that we may have eternal life. You know, for a long time, I thought of eternity as dealing first and foremost with time, as in I will exist forever. But now I've come to think of it differently. I have come to think of it less with dealing with time and more to do with presence. There are moments in my life that I wanted to go on forever. These moments were always with other people, but it wasn't time that I wanted to go on forever. It was a thing that was happening between me and the other person that I wanted to never end. I wanted their presence in my life. So it is with God and eternal life. Eternity is about the presence of God always defining and giving a life not found outside of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, our God is good and gracious, and with him we will always have that which satisfies completely. We gather around Jesus so that we may be warmed by his gracious will. Jesus says that he came to save. So no matter that we fail because of sin, we can trust that he does not judge us as a lost cause. Rather, we are seen as children of God, restored by Christ and the Holy Spirit. We gather around Jesus so that we may have fellowship with one another, so that which is done between us can be used by God for his plan, and so it can produce in and through us his kingdom in our lives. And we invite people to gather around the campfire of Jesus with us. We invite people to see their lives in the light of Jesus giving us God's eternal life, that they may know that in Christ they have light, warmth, and the best fellowship with their Creator and one another that they will ever find. Amen.
We thank Pastor Eric Bowman for this meditation on God's Word.